We're switching gears now, bringing things local, and joining me now on the phone is my good friend and colleague, Hal Dardick, member of the investigative team of the Chicago Tribune. Hal, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Wanted to have you on because of this very fascinating story that you worked on and spent a lot of time working on, as I know, involving Chicago Cubs co-owner Todd Ricketts. And I guess I'd like you to really maybe spend just a couple of minutes here just explaining, set up what was going on here with Todd Ricketts and his home in, was it Wilmette?
Yes, it's in Wilmette.
Okay.
He's maybe 5-6 blocks from Lake Michigan, a nice neighborhood in Wilmette. Actually, I don't think there's any bad ones there. But what he did was he bought a couple of properties in Wilmette for about $2.5 million, and he knocked down both homes. And he built a new designer, very modern home by a noted architect that was about twice the size of the original house on one of those lots. But the assessor in Cook County continued to value his property as though both of the old homes he had torn down were still there. And so what Ricketts did was he went in through an attorney and he appealed those two assessments. One, he said, well, it's a vacant lot because the house is no longer there, which was accurate. And because of that, they reduced the value of that property. But he also, when he went to the Board of Review, appealed the property with his new house as though the old house were still there. And because that old house is about half the size, about 2,500 square feet versus about 5,000 for the new one, it's assessed at a much lower value, and it would trigger a much lower tax bill, thousands of dollars every year. But he contended in his appeal, or his attorney did, at the very least, that that old house was still there, and so he got the assessment lowered based on the value of that old house. So over since he built that house in 2010, over the years he's saved easily tens of thousands of dollars in property taxes. We were able to figure that all out, and it's part of a system that's very troubled. A lot of the data is inaccurate, but I think what makes this story particularly unique, not just because he's Cubs co-owner and Republican National Committee Finance Chairman, is the fact that he appealed it, asserting that that old house were still there. State law, I don't know that everybody's familiar with it, but requires people to notify the assessor when you built a new home so they can come out and reassess it. Since they started asking about it, they're going to go out there and do that. They can bill him for 1 year plus 3 years in arrears. The Board of Review is investigating the matter, but it's one very striking illustration of a troubled property tax system in Cook County.
And that's what I want to talk to you about. Set up perfectly. We're going to take a quick break. We're speaking with Hal Dardick, a member of the investigative team from the Chicago Tribune, about the issue of Todd Ricketts' property tax appeal and what that says in a larger way about the system of property taxation in Cook County. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio and joined on the phone by Hal Dardick, my colleague and friend, a member of the investigative team at the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about a story that he very diligently reported on involving Todd Ricketts, the member of the Cubs-owning family. Todd also the finance chair of the Republican National Committee, and about the assessment that was granted on the new house that he had built in 2010, based on the fact that documents were submitted by his own lawyer that showed that it was not that house that he built in 2010. It was the old house that got knocked down to build that new house. Is that a good enough shorthand, Hal? I want to be legal here.
I think you did a great job. Okay. Like, should have helped me write this story, right?
No. You did just fine. But before we took that last break, you mentioned, and look, we all know that the property tax system in Cook County is a mess, and you've written extensively on that. But to me, this underscores, and the story kind of underscores just various kind of deficiencies. It's like, as you said, you know, if you build a new house, you're supposed to notify the assessor. You've got finger pointing going on between, you know, the various people here over whether somebody was notified and or not.
Right. The village of Wilmette sent the building permit along to the township assessor, which then where they say they relayed it to Cook County Assessor. They say that they don't have any record that they ever received it. Interestingly, they don't forward building permit information, which state law also requires the local village provide. And I don't want to single out Wilmette because I think this is going on all over Cook County. And the computer system is ancient. I think it's an abacus with wires hooked up. And they are in the process of installing a new state-of-the-art computer system, which should help them do a better job. But the experts tell me that there are any number of these examples where what the assessor thinks is on the property is not there. They're out of date, so it throws everything out of whack. It's not as fair as it should be. People aren't being assessed the proper amount, and there's just so much work for this new assessor to do, who's working on fixing the models that were overtaxing low-priced homes and under-taxing higher-priced homes that we documented in the tax divide series, and putting commercial assessments, what he says are up to realistic valuations that are higher, and they have to value 1.8 million parcels of property every 3 years, and he had an audit done by the International Association of Audit of Assessing Officers when he came into office, and they said, with the staff you've got, you can inspect and know what's in every property once every, I think it was 34 years.
34 years, yes. That's,
yeah. And they should be doing that every 4 to 6 years. So they're trying to harness technology, aerial satellite technology that can tell them very precisely what's on a property to make that system more efficient. But there are so many things to repair. And as you know from covering politics and Illinois government for years, the one thing that people feel isn't fair and is regressive is the property tax system, and this just sort of shatters the trust that people have that even if they don't like it, you know, and maybe they understand the need for it, that they're being taxed fairly.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, well, one, the tax divide kind of shook that to its core for Cook County taxes. But, you know, when you first kind of explained the story to me, and it's like, well, did anybody, you know, go out to the property to see what the new house looks like from the assessor's office?
That,
I mean, which would seem like a normal thing, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's what is supposed to happen, and it's actually outlined in state law that it's supposed to happen, but it did not. And I don't think this is the only property where that's going on.
Well, and I mean, where does Assessor Kagi fall in as far as being able to get increased staff?
Well, we'll see. He said that he's working on that. We have yet to see County Board President Tony Preckwinkle's budget proposal for the next year. I think that, but they're financially strapped. He may have to get more inspectors by shifting around resources. He may have to do, perhaps get some funding to harness this aerial photograph system that they have so that it can trigger some sort of awareness every time a change like this happens on a property. But there's no way with the county's budget constraints he's going to get the kind of staffing that was recommended in this audit of his office. And so we don't know exactly how or if they're going to be able to fully address this issue.
We've got someone texting saying, don't the building permits go to the assessor?
That's a very good question. And state law does require that they do, but there's sort of a hodgepodge with the county's 30 suburban townships and the city of Chicago in what sort of information that they do transmit to the assessor. It seems like a lot of these local officials are unaware of that requirement, and sometimes they're just triggering building permits, which may or may not get done and requires repeated inspections to see what happened on the property. But if the assessor says he's now trying to work with all those township and officials in the city of Chicago to make sure that those building permits do get sent to them, that's the most your listener there is right on point. That's the most logical way for the system to work better, is every time there's a building permit gets sent to the assessor automatically sends out an inspector to determine the characteristics of that home, the square footage, the age, the amenities, so that it can be properly assessed.
Also, a texter asked, what year did the Ricketts attorney appeal? So the house was built in 2010, as I recall.
Right. So he appealed in 2013. What he was able to do when he appealed at that point was appeal the 2013 assessment for the 2014 taxes in the previous 3 years, although to get a certificate of error to make sure it was that it was changed and you get some sort of refund. But so he was able to take care of it since 2010 through those processes. Just to be clear, though, the appeal for the property that had the old house that was replaced by the new one only was for the 2013 assessment for the 2014 tax year, because the state law does not allow you get a certificate of error on prior assessments that were valuation-based as opposed to whether it was a vacant or used property.
That's a very good point. So right now we have the investigation that's going on by Board of Review, Assessor's Office, and basically we just need to wait and see what they come up with, correct?
That's right. The assessor is in the process of redetermining the value of the property. The Board of Review is actually interviewing people involved in that appeal. They will come out with the report at some point that sort of will be an analysis of what happened, with perhaps recommendations of what should be done about it.
We'll be watching that. I know you will be. Hal Dardick, my good friend and colleague at the Chicago Tribune, a member of the investigative team, great work on this story. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Always my pleasure, Rick.